It was about the beginning of June when it became clear that the budgetary cut to the CBC of about 10% was going to be, in the case of Radio Canada International, translated into an 80% cut. So that right away twigged me to figuring out that this was an internal CBC decision, that RCI as a shortwave service didn't matter to them anymore. And that struck me as odd, and so it was, I think, around the 25th or the 26th of June that I put a motion on the order paper in the Senate. I did a bit of research before I did it, and the motion called for an inquiry before the Senate as a whole, and that's the motion that now sits on the Senate order paper. I've now spoken to it. A whole bunch of other senators are going to speak to it, and I hope it'll get voted on sometime in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
So Radio Australia, for example, they've got a budget of nearly $20 million, and they provide its target audience 24-hour service in English on shortwave to Asia, Southeast Asia, the Pacific. There's Chinese as well, Chinese to China on shortwave, and all these other services. And in fact, in the case of Radio Australia, they've increased their shortwave output. Now, and RCI is, for years, they've been consistently rated one of the top international broadcasters in terms of respect, but yet they're scaling back. What message is this, the shutting down RCI send out to the world?
Well, I think the message is being sent by CBC management, not by the government. The government is not happy about the decision that the CBC management made to shut down RCI effectively as a shortwave service. But as you know, we have a freestanding broadcasting and a corporation and a SS Crown corporation, so they get to make their own decisions. But I think it's a decision by the CBC that they don't care about the shortwave receivership around the world. They don't care about the shortwave audience. And they're going with the kind of trendy call of sort of putting a little something on the internet. But the problem is that part of what the effect of their 80% cut is, that there won't be enough money for any formulated RCI programming that is aimed at taking different aspects of Canadian culture, politics, democracy, freedom of expression, creativity to the international community, or in languages the international community can understand. It'll just be kind of derivative repeater programming put out on the internet. And part of our concern is that, you know, when dictatorships in places like China don't like what's being put on the internet, they are simply blocked. You can't block shortwave, but you can block the internet. And when Egypt was going through its difficult times, the old junta just blocked the internet from around the world. So we're basically giving up a reach which got us to 70%. There's 70% of the world's territory and people who have some access to shortwave, to an internet world which peaks in some of our target zones at 20% of the population might have access, or 40%. Middle East may have a little bit under 50%, but in many parts of the world it's far less than that, and it tends to be the wealthier people who have a computer and access or a shortwave. And yet, you find that both Grundig and the Chinese company that actually makes many of the shortwave radio sets that are sold around the world cannot keep up with demand. and CBC, in a completely nonsensical fashion, is walking away from that opportunity. It's just insane. It's self-centered. It is elitist. It is disengaged. And it is, by the way, betraying a long-term bias within the CBC that this 67-year-old service, which was part of our broadcasting during the war and all the rest, is no longer relevant. It's probably young people who are well-intentioned, but have just figured out that if it's not on the internet, it doesn't matter. And that, of course, is not real world for millions of people worldwide.